It's funny, I haven't been down lately, but it costs $5 to go down.
In the taxi, though, isn't it?
It's the only way I can go.
She seemed quite well. I guess she hasn't been well. I really don't know her well enough to know that.
Put that on again?
Yeah.
I'll keep her most of it.
We were talking, it's interesting, I played over the interview today, parts of it, and I discovered, and we both enjoyed it, and she was very happy with the way it went. But what I've discovered on that interview is that I think she came out knowing more about me than I did knowing about her.
She could.
Because I think she's a born interviewer. I think she has given so much to other people that she's still interested in the way other people think.
Well, I'm interested. Remember to take it off, please?
Yeah, that's off. Yeah.
No, I mean the part about Miss Royce, but I sailed in the office. I wouldn't want her to hear that. Anyway,
you're telling me about.
I had to look after examinations, as I told you. Well, then, after I came back, I used to preside at examinations for students.
Right.
If they were sick, I used to go to the hospital and sit with them.
Mm-hmm.
Or if some of them in their rooming houses, I used to go to their rooming houses, regardless whether they were boys or girls. It didn't bother me. And I had a spastic student. I had blind students. Stephen Cutway was one who was over in the...
Oh, is that right?
Yes, I had Stephen for all the time.
Right.
And I had...
Of course, his examinations would be presented in Braille, would they?
No, it wasn't. I read it to him.
You're kidding. Wow.
And he told me that I did a wonderful job reading it.
Mm-hmm.
But when the calendars used to come out, I used to proofread calendars, and we had to call out commas and quotations. And so this is the way I did his paper.
Goodness.
So he got it all, you see.
Right.
So I'd read the paper through once. Mm-hmm. Then he'd tell me which question he wanted, and then I'd read that through in the same manner. And that way he got the gist of it. I think it was only once or twice he used the Braille. Then I had a polio girl. And I had a spastic boy whom I was very fond of. His name was Palmer Hoare. Miss Royce will remember him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was extremely clever. He won scholarships every year.
Mm-hmm.
And he finished up by getting his PhD from Cambridge.
Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
And have you heard from him recently?
He died.
Oh dear.
I don't want to tell about how he died.
No. Okay. Did he ever get to use his did he ever get to use?
Yes, he was working at St. Andrews.
Is that bothering you?
No. He was working at St. Andrews by the sea while he was working on his thesis.
Oh.
And
Lawrence Wilson?
Nobody ever said that one?
No, never heard that.
No. There was a man by the name of Lawrence Wilson who came from near Montreal, and he brought a train full of entertainers up, one coach full. And the students went out and met him at the outer station. He had his own private car.
Mm-hmm.
And they all came in singing the songs and all, and he had a big party in the Grand Hall.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't remember the number of gifts he gave everybody. Of
was
the
it
staff,
in the 20s?
All the students.
Mm-hmm.
And but everyone had stamped on it, your friend, Lawrence J. Wilson.
What kind of entertainment did he provide?
All these girls were dancers and singers and musicians.
And they're from Montreal?
Yeah.
In the 20s. What fun. Yeah.
And he gave gifts to all the schools. Went around to the schools and gave them gifts. Yeah.
He must have had money coming from somewhere.
Well, I guess he was a millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget, somebody might be able to tell you the amount, but I don't remember the amount of money he got, but he promises more. Unfortunately, he died before we got the second installment.
Oh, really? That's bad. Ryan was saying on the weekend that the principal, no, which principal was it? Was it Principal Deutsch? I think it probably was. Mentioned that the year of 26, which was the year she graduated in, was academically the best year that Queens had had up until the time that he was giving the speech.
Well, I wouldn't remember that. Mm-hmm. That was my heyday, though.
Yes, it was. You enjoyed being around Queens, obviously.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. My husband used to tell me I was married to Queens instead of him. Then they used to have parades and floats. Mm-hmm. This was way back, long before I ever went to Queens to work. Mm-hmm. And each faculty would have floats, and they'd form a big parade and go down Princes Street.
Rather like the Christmas parade now.
Oh, yes, but there were screams they used to have. And the medical students would have somebody on the operating table, and they'd have a big cleaver ready to... And then after the games, he used to raid the Grand Opera House.
Oh, right.
Yes, yeah. And I was always around to get in with the team, whoever was going, because I never come out. I sat down and watched the show that was being shown. I never come out when the gang come out.
But you were in there with the gang. Were you working there at the time? Or did you go as friends?
Well, it was just before I worked, and then I guess when I got working, I still went in with the gang. Mm-hmm. But it was a good movie. I stayed there. We used to have movies there.
That was after it was an opera house?
Before it was an opera house, then it then closed down, and then it went on to show movies.
Right. Supposed to be a ghost in Grand.
Yeah.
The Grand Theater.
But they showed movies way back. Mm-hmm. Because my sister was only about 2 or 3 years when they used to show the movies. I guess it was the first World War. Because mm-hmm. we had to pay an amusement tax, I remember. Mm-hmm. I told you about the special proctors. I told you about Principal Grand. I told you about Pomerantz. Mm-hmm. Well, that was just a little summary. I kind of made things down. I thought might help.
That's useful. I think what I'll do then is, as I get some names piling up, if I can phone you mm-hmm. and give you a chance to think about them, and then I'll come back maybe in a few weeks and see if you can give me some information on some of these.
Okay.
It's not information so much. I'm not. It's not an investigation.
No.
I don't want to give that impression.
Is that Chuck New?
But it's not. But it's just general impressions.